Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Anna Goldfarb's Modern Friendship. Sophie, I gotta say, this one hit me right where I live.
Oh, same. And hi, everyone. This book is about why we feel so lonely even though we have more people in our lives than ever. Goldfarb says we've confused contact with connection, and that really stuck with me.
Yeah, she starts by diagnosing the problem. We have hundreds of people in our pockets, but the depth is paper thin. She calls it the friendship buffet. We sample everything, but never commit to a full meal.
That's exactly it. And she introduces this idea of friendship energy. It's a finite resource. Every notification, every social obligation nibbles away at it. So we end up with less to give to the people who actually matter.
I love that framing. It's like we're all running on fumes and don't even realize it. She says we need to be strategic about where we invest that energy.
Right.
And she talks about the friendship life cycle, four phases: acquaintance, casual friend, close friend, and intimate friend. Each needs different levels of investment. A lot of us try to skip stages, and that's why things feel forced.
Oh, I'm definitely guilty of that. I want a deep bond right away, but she's like, no, you have to do the groundwork. Repeated positive interactions build trust over time.
Exactly. And she gets into what she calls friendship maintenance behaviors, the small, consistent things. Remembering details, checking in, celebrating wins. It sounds simple, but it's hard to sustain.
Honestly, the part that got me was about friendship expiration dates. Not every friendship is meant to last forever. And sometimes holding on prevents us from making new ones that fit who we are now.
That's a tough one. We're taught loyalty, but she says letting go with grace is okay. It's not a failure.
Right. And she has this whole section on friendship triage. Evaluate your social network and decide where to put your energy. She suggests a core five, the people who get most of your friendship energy.
That's practical. And she's not anti-technology, but she warns against digital friendship debt, online interactions that feel like connection but actually drain you. Use tech to supplement, not substitute.
Yeah, and she talks about how friendships are mirrors. The friends we choose reveal our values. Investing in them is a form of self-care.
There's a whole chapter on gender too. Women tend to prioritize emotional intimacy. Men are socialized for independence. She offers strategies to bridge that gap.
The big theme for me was courage. She calls it friendship audacity, reaching out first, risking rejection. That's brave.
And she ends with hope. Friendship abundance is possible if we make it a priority. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity.
So my takeaway? I need to stop assuming friendships will just happen. I have to put in the small, consistent work and be okay with being the one who reaches out first.
That's a good one. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
All right, Sophie, that's a wrap on Modern Friendship.
Friendship takes energy, but it's the best investment you can make. We'll see you in the next one.